Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Check, check, check. Warming up the vocal cords. Warming up them vocal cords. All right. What's up, my friend? This is Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And today, we're continuing our talks about the Germans. In the last episode, I read an article about Germany's possible adoption of the English language as a second official language. That's not the way I wrote it, but that's the way I read it. So we're just going to keep it rolling. Now, this idea has been understandably met with criticism, but many believe it'll be necessary for the country's economic growth. In the article I'm going to read you today, you'll hear a little bit more about Germany's Chancenkarte, or opportunity card, which will give foreigners a chance to travel to Germany and look for a job as long as they meet a few specific requirements. Now, if you'd like to read a transcript and vocabulary guide for this episode, or you just enjoy the show and you want to support my work with a few dollars a month, you can click the link in the description of this episode to visit my Patreon page and sign up for a monthly subscription. All right, my friend, let me take a sip of this coffee and we will get started. All right. Now, I found this article on DW.com. DW stands for Deutsche Welle. I'm not sure if that's how you actually pronounce it, but those are German words. And it's a German media company that produces a lot of journalistic content about human rights, social justice, technology, free trade, and other global issues. Now, if you're looking for an alternative news outlet, you should definitely check them out. I'll leave a link for their website and YouTube channel in the description of this episode. All right, let's get into this article, my friend. The title is Germany to Introduce Green Card. The German government is introducing its own version of a green card, the Chancenkarte, literally opportunity card, in an attempt to plug its desperate labor shortage. Industry associations have been complaining for some time, and the labor ministry has suggested the shortfall is slowing economic growth. The new opportunity card, presented by Labor Minister Hubertus Heil in the German media this week, will offer foreign nationals the chance to come to Germany to look for work even without a job offer, as long as they fulfill at least 3 of these 4 criteria. I think I read that a little strange. And that's the thing about these articles, man. I don't know if it's this publication or the British way of writing and speaking, or if it's just because of the type of article. I don't know. But the way these sentences are written, they're unnecessarily long and poorly worded. Like, I guess it's okay for reading, but if I'm reading it out loud to you, it's written in a way that we don't speak naturally. And I always find texts like that to be, just less pleasant to read. Texts that are written in the way that people actually speak are so much more of a pleasure to read for me. But that's neither here nor there. So let's continue with this article. I am going to read that part again and just continue. All right. So the new opportunity card presented by Labor Minister Hubertus Heil in the German media this week will offer foreign nationals the chance to come to Germany to look for work even without a job offer, as long as they fulfill at least three of these four criteria. I think that was a much better read. Let me know in the comments. So the four criteria. Number one, a university degree or professional qualification. Number two, professional experience of at least 3 years. Number three, language skill or previous residence in Germany. And number four, aged under 35. So you must meet three of these four criteria. Now, these criteria are not unlike those used in Canada's point system, though that uses a more complex weight system. And there will be limits and conditions, the minister from center-left Social Democrats emphasized in media interviews this week. The number of cars will be limited by the German government on a year-by-year basis, according to demand on the labor market, he explained. This is about qualified immigration, an unbureaucratic process, and that's why it's important that we say that those who have the opportunity card can earn a living while they are here, Heil told the WDR public radio station on Wednesday. There are certainly some improvements here, according to Somia Thiagarajan. She came to Hamburg from India in 2016 to do a PhD in aviation engineering and is now CEO of her own German company, Foviatech, which creates software for streamlining transportation and healthcare services. I think this point system could be a very good opportunity for people coming from abroad to work here, she told DW, especially due to the depleting young population in Germany. At the moment, Thiagarajan said, her company gives preference to German and EU nationals when recruiting simply because of the bureaucratic hurdles involved for everyone else. So let me stop here and summarize that section of this article. The German government has introduced the Chancenkarte, or opportunity card, to address its labor shortage or the lack of skilled workers to occupy the job market. And they're trying to allow foreign nationals to come to Germany to look for work as long as they meet certain criteria, such as having a university degree or professional qualification or professional experience or language skills, which I assume means some proficiency in the German language, and or being under the age of 35. Now, this point system could provide a good opportunity for people coming from abroad to work in Germany and could help alleviate the depleting young population. Now, I don't know why the young population is depleting. There may be an obvious answer to somebody who is familiar with this. I mean, I guess that means people are just having less kids, or maybe the kids are all going abroad. I don't know why the young population is depleting. But that also has, you know, it's not the focus of this article. So let's continue, my friend, on to the next section. Here we go. Actually, let me take a sip of the coffee first. I don't know if the coffee is helping or hurting my ability to speak clearly while podcasting. I guess it would help. It's making the vocal cords warmer, you know, smoother. I don't fucking know. Anyway, let's continue. Some are not impressed with Heil's opportunity card at all. It's setting up unnecessarily high hurdles and makes the system more complicated, said Holger Bonin, research director at the Institute of Labor Economics, or IZA, in Bonn. To Bonin, Heil's point system will simply require more bureaucracy. Why don't they make it much simpler? Give people a visa to look for work, and if they don't find anything within a certain amount of time, they have to leave, he said. To add extra points to that just makes it more complicated. If these criteria are important to employers, they can decide that during the recruitment. They won't need a card as a pre-selection. Indeed, Bonin argues that some of the criteria Heil names might not actually be that important to employers in Germany. For instance, if they're an international company that communicates mostly in English, they won't care whether applicants can speak German or have lived in Germany. And that is borne out by Thiagarajan, who had a varying assessment of how useful the four criteria were. Now, before I continue the last part of this section, I just want to explain the phrase born out by. B-O-R-N-E, born, out, which is O-U-T, and then by, which is B-Y. That is born out by Thiagarajan, this person. So I actually had to stop reading the article and search for the definition of this phrase. And apparently borne out means confirmed. You could say, for instance, that rumors of a company's financial distress were borne by the quarterly results. Now, this is something I have never, in my 28 years on this planet, heard ever before in life. I've never heard somebody say borne out. So maybe it's a European thing, a British thing. I don't read enough. I really have no idea, but I've never heard that before. But basically, it means confirmed. So again, let me go back a little bit. For instance, if they're an international company that communicates mostly in English, they won't care whether an applicant can speak German or have lived in Germany, right? And so let me replace that phrase and say that is confirmed by Thea Garajan, who had a varying assessment of how useful the four criteria were. Hopefully that makes more sense to you now. Borne out, again, is something I've never heard before. So I'm not saying don't use it. I'm just saying confirmed. It's a much more common thing to say, at least in my experience in the US of A. Okay, but let's continue. So that's confirmed by Thea Garajan, who had a varying assessment of how useful the four criteria were. Qualifications and language skills were both important, she said, but she was less certain about the practicality of age restrictions. Age of less than 35? I'm not so sure about that. You don't have to be young. It really depends on how they're actually skilled, she says. As for 3 years' experience, Thea Garajan is also skeptical, since in some cases a degree provides the necessary expertise. For some job profiles, you don't require experience, but for some, you do indeed have to be experienced.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let me summarize that part of the article. Germany is opening its borders with Heil's opportunity card, right? And this card requires applicants to meet a certain criteria. But some experts argue that the system is too complicated and that some criteria may not be important to employers. So the idea is, yeah, you're opening the borders, so to speak. You have this opportunity card for people to come and look for work and secure employment. But the process of attaining the card is so complicated or so difficult that you're drastically reducing the number of people that will actually enter the country and solve this problem you say you want to solve. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. So let's continue with the last section of this article. Germany's skilled labor shortage has been an issue for some time. Jesum Temedo. Something like that. The Federation of German Employers Associations in Metal and Electrical Engineering Industries says that 2 out of every 5 companies in its sector are seeing production hindered by a lack of staff. The Central Association for Skilled Crafts in Germany, or ZDH, says that the country is missing around 250,000 skilled craftspeople. The number of skilled people immigrating to Germany from non-EU countries to work has risen over the last few years, but it is still relatively low. According to the Mediendienst Integration, the number of qualified workers entering Germany was just over 60,000 in 2019, just 12% of all migration from non-EU countries to Germany in that year. Germany has a few cultural disadvantages compared to other Western nations hoping to attract skilled workers. German is less universally spoken than English. Skilled workers are almost always looking to get into countries that speak English, Thea Garajan said. To some extent, it's important that our employees speak German, because this is Germany, at least a working proficiency. Another issue is that German employers traditionally set a higher store by certificates and qualifications. Now, before I finish that sentence, this is another thing I actually had to stop and search for, just to make sure I could understand what was being said. Because that phrase right there, set a higher store, is something I've also never heard before in my life. So I went to Google and searched for that phrase. And apparently, to set great store by, or to set high store by, means to have much faith, confidence, or belief in someone or something. To seriously care about, appreciate, or respect someone or something. Those are the definitions I found on Google, according to idioms.thefreedictionary.com. So, if we go back to the sentence, I'll replace that phrase, set a higher store by, with something that sounds more natural to me. Another issue is that German employers traditionally place a lot more value on certificates and qualifications. So again, they traditionally set a higher store by certificates and qualifications, or they place more importance on certificates. They value certificates and qualifications more highly. Those are much more natural ways of expressing the same idea, at least for me, just so you know, okay? But now I'll go back to the original phrase and the original sentence, okay, and just continue. So another issue is that German employers traditionally set a higher store by certificates and qualifications, and these are often not recognized in Germany or take months to approve. Those problems won't be solved by introducing an opportunity card, Bonin said. There are other systemic problems for German employers. Germany's federal system means different local authorities sometimes recognize different qualifications, and Germany's reliance on paper bureaucracy with employees often needing translations of their certificates approved by notaries. This too is a concern that Heil is attempting to tackle. I think it's very, very necessary that apart from modern immigration law, to thin out the bureaucratic monster of recognizing qualifications, he told WDR. To that end, he said, he would like to see a central agency that can approve qualifications quickly and back offices in Germany that can support overworked consulates abroad. So let me kind of summarize that part of the article to make sure it's clear. In response to this skilled labor shortage, in response to the lack of skilled workers in Germany, Germany is attempting to open its borders to attract more qualified workers from non-EU countries. However, cultural disadvantages such as the lack of English proficiency and reliance on paper bureaucracy are hindering the process. They're slowing it down. They're making it harder, you see? Now, the government is attempting to tackle or deal with these issues by introducing an opportunity card and creating a central agency to quickly approve qualifications. But some critics are saying, that's only on paper. That's only on the surface, and it's really only for appearances, right? You're saying you want to make it easier for foreigners to come here to solve the problem that we have, right? You want them to occupy the job market, but you're saying they must be under 35. They must have German language proficiency. They must have 3 years of experience or a university degree. So you're making it a lot harder for genuinely talented and willing individuals to come and solve the problem you said you wanted to solve, right? Now, obviously, I'm not a politician or statesman or economist or anyone qualified to talk about this situation from a validity perspective. I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea or which side of the fence I'm on. I'm just trying to get you to understand what the situation is and what some people have to say about it, okay? But anyway, there you have it, my friend. The world is getting smaller and it's spinning faster than ever before. And if you can take away anything from this article, from this situation, I would say that it's time to adapt. It's time to level up your skills and take advantage of the opportunities this world has to offer you. Because I've got a funny feeling that Germany won't be the only country considering moves like this one. I've got a feeling that more and more countries and private businesses are going to start giving better treatment and more opportunities to multilingual individuals with a strong proficiency in the English language. Now, you don't need me to tell you that the English language will open lots of doors for you. And you also don't need me to tell you that becoming proficient in this language takes lots of time and consistent effort. So every time you skip practice, every time you go a day without learning something new, every time you give in to your laziness, you're just making the process longer and harder for yourself. Meanwhile, somebody else is practicing, learning something new, and using discipline to overcome their laziness. I don't say this to scare you, and this is not a motivational speech. It's a reminder that things are changing fast, and I'm encouraging you to take your education and your personal development much more seriously this year. It's just something to think about.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.